Yes, I'm Mary Ellen Anderson, and I'm chair of the library board here in Petersburg.
Leo Luzak, community development director.
Dan LaForce, I'm the on-site construction administrator working for the city.
So, Dan, you're basically overseeing everything that's going on here, and maybe you can describe where things are at this point in the project. We're looking at a partial frame-up so far.
Yes, there's been a lot of work has gone on in the site prep. As you all saw, the big Taj Mahal, it had to get down below the muskeg, down to the hard pan, and then be filled back in with huge quantities of rock. And then the concrete work, the foundation is probably about 90% complete. And the wall framing has taken a good start. I'd say it's close to half finished for the exterior walls. And then next will be the glulam structure. That'll be the whole structure that holds up the majority of the roof. The rafters will sit on the exterior walls as well. As you can see, there's three of the glulam columns have come up on the end here. And that one in the center, there's going to be a ridge beam that goes all the way end to end here. And that will take off from there. And there'll be some additional glulams out in the entryway here that are going to be Alaska yellow cedar, the posts. So it'll be a really beautiful structure.
The plan now is to finish the framing, get the roof on, much like we do at the fire hall, and that will allow the crew to work through the winter and concentrate on the inside as much as possible and get out of the elements.
We're on the west side, the Haugen Drive side of the building right now, and Mary Ellen, we're walking towards the entrance. Maybe you can describe what people will see as this thing starts coming together here.
Well, as they come into the entrance, they'll see sort of a tall foyer that will open in, and then the circulation desk will be on the left. It'll have a good survey of the entire space from that area. On the right will be the children's library. It'll be an enclosed section so that the children's noise won't reverberate throughout the facility, and it'll also keep them, provide a little private space for the kids. It'll be glassed in, though, so we can supervise and see. And then on the far right, there'll be a small little meeting room. And straight ahead, people will be able to look out. It'll be a little bit of a raised platform, and then they'll look out and through the windows at the tree view, which is going to be just beautiful. And you'll notice there's little alcoves.
Little bays, almost.
Little bays, yeah. That'll be nice, cozy seating areas for people to read and reflect and sit, use their computers, whatever they want to do there. Off on the far left, then, as we're facing the facility, will be the larger conference room area.
I might add on the design part, right here, there's some more footings that come out here.
We're standing in the front of the building.
Right, and this will be the entry. They'll have a covered entry. There'll be two more columns right here that line up with these. And then that roof will come out with open glulams.
The building was designed to have very low operation and maintenance costs. And it's a state-of-the-art building. It's going to have heating in the floor. When you see the roof panels, there's, 10 inches of foam, maybe more?
I think it's more like 12.
Okay.
Wow. The roof system actually has 5 layers of different materials on it, which is a composite that's all completely sealed in and should create a very energy-efficient structure.
So, Mary Ellen, what are your thoughts so far looking at the framing going up? This has been a long time coming.
Yeah, I have to tell you, it's very gratifying for me personally, and I know for all the people who've done so much for so long, all the fundraising and the letters and the support that people have shown. I think everybody's feeling very gratified to see it going up. We're very grateful to the people making it happen, making our dream become a reality.
I'm Zach Williams. I'm the superintendent for this project for ASRC McGraw Constructors.
You did the fire hall.
We did the fire station. We did Burt Street. We did the generator addition out at Scow Bay. We also have the water treatment plant in town.
One of the things I think people don't see on the site is the network of drainage you've done on this site. Apparently there's quite a big network underground, basically, that is in addition to this framing you're working on.
Well, yes, there's a lot of stuff underground, but particularly storm drain to alleviate the water coming through here towards Hammer Slough.
Dan, I had a question for maybe one of you guys could answer, but I know some people were wondering about why wood framing as opposed to metal framing, and I don't know if that's a structural or a cost issue.
Well, there's two things. I believe there's the aesthetic value of having all the nice warm wood on the inside of the structure, as well as the wood frame structures are far more energy efficient than the metal.
Does it go up quicker, too, or is it a...
You know, I don't know that it goes up quicker. I believe wood might be a cheaper option right now because of the steel market. It seems like a lot of the big projects we've been doing have been wood-framed. Partially, it's easier to custom-fit wood in the field in a town like this. And also on that same note, you know, one of the awesome things about this project is, you know, the whole roof is supported by this glulam column system, which I'm working on right now.
Right, but I see you wrapped up one right
here. 12 of these columns are actually Alaska yellow cedar. Probably milled in Prince of Wales, shipped down to Idaho, and turned into glulam columns. So it's just a neat way of preserving a little bit of Alaska in a building.